For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Chana Feger Bas Rabbi Yona and Avraham ben Rabbi Yona and
Moshe Dov
ben Shmuel. Shamus Shemim Aliyah. All right, this week's parsha is Parshas Shoftim, and one of the 7 weeks of Nechama. As we've been speaking the last few weeks, we are now in the 7 weeks of consolation, the 7 weeks of Nechama, and this Shabbos is a very special Haftorah, even greater than Nachamu, because this Haftorah says, Anoichi Anoichi Hu Menachemchem. Hashem says, I myself am going to comfort the Jewish people. Unlike the first Haftorah of the 7 weeks, Nachamu Nachamu, where Hashem tells Yeshaya Hanavi to go and comfort the Jewish people, in the Haftorah this week, Hashem himself is comforting us. And just as when the Torah was given, the original intent was that Hashem was going to say, deliver it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was going to deliver it to us. And Klal Yisrael said, no, we want to hear it straight from Hashem, with no intermediary. So to hear, we're not interested in having consolation from anyone except from Hashem himself, because then we know that it's true consolation, everlasting consolation. And as the Pasuk says here, double, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachemchem. Not just I will comfort you, two times I, two times Anochi, even greater than Matan Torah. By Matan Torah it says Anochi once. Hashem reveals himself, I am Hashem your God, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Here it's double. Because when the Geula comes, the revelation that's going to take place with Mashiach, Ben Yishai, Anochi Anochi Hu Menachemchem is Begematria Ben Yishai, that revelation is going to be greater even than what we received the first time around, when we received the Torah on Har Sinai, where Hashem says Anochi once. And Chazal chose this Haftorah always for Parshas Shoftim. This is every year, without exception, the Parsha of Shoftim has this unique Haftorah of Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachemchem. And in Parshas Shoftim, we also have a mitzvah that serves as proof, says the Rambam, that there's going to be a Geula, that there's going to be a Mashiach, there's going to be a redemption. The Rambam in his Hilchos Malachim tells us that those who don't believe in the coming of Mashiach and those who would anticipate his coming not only deny that which it says in Navi throughout Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, Treyasa, but they also deny the Torah itself, Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam mentions three places where it says in Chumash openly that there will be a Geula. It's not just some dream or just something that some later individual incorporated into the Jewish religion, but this is something that's rooted in Torah itself. And the Rambam quotes the Pesukim in Balak, in the Nevuah of Bilam. He quotes the Pesuk in Nitzavim, V'shav Hashem Elokecha es Shavuscha V'lichamecha V'shav V'kibetzcha Mikol Ha'amim, that Hashem will gather us from all parts of the world. Can't really get more explicit than that. But then the Rambam in a separate Se'if, there in Hilchos Melachim mentions a pasuk in this week's parsha, and he says, "Va'af beparshas Arei Miklat." In the parsha of Arei Miklat, and he's talking about the parsha of Arei Miklat in this week's parsha, because Arei Miklat is mentioned a few times in Chumash, but in this parsha there is something different, and that is the Torah tells us, "Ve'im yarchiv Hashem alaykecha es gevulecha," when Hashem will expand the boundaries that will happen in the future. The Nasam Lecha Eskol Ha'aretz, he will give you the entire land, including Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, which is the other side of the Jordan River. Says the Pasuk, you are to add three more cities to the Arei Miklat that already exist. V'yosafta Lecha Oid Sholosh Arim Al HaSholosh Ha'ela. Says the Rambam, this never happened in the history, and Hashem would not have commanded it here for nothing, for Tohu, for just... If it happens, then do it. The fact that the Torah says that when Hashem will expand the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which means in the future, we are commanded to observe this mitzvah and to add three more cities to the Arei Miklat, then this is a mitzvah that has not yet been fulfilled. And a mitzvah is something which is eternal. A mitzvah is part of Taryag mitzvahs. That means that the Taryag mitzvahs would never really ever completely fulfill, because this part of Ir Miklat has not yet been fulfilled. So the Rambam says proof to the idea that there will be a Mashiach, there will be a Geula, is the pasuk in this week's parasha and parasha Shoftim concerning a mitzvah. The other proofs just tell us that there will be a Messianic age, a Messianic era, but here it's more than that, because here it's part of one of the Taryag mitzvahs. You know, the Taryag mitzvahs are not complete until this addition to the Orei Miklat happens, which won't happen until the Im Yarchiv Hashem Elokecha Es Gevulcha, which is in the future. As Rashi himself tells us here, the Im Yarchiv Kasher Nishba Loseis L'cho Eretz Keni Knizi V'Kadmoni, when we're going to be receiving the three lands, Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, which is Amon, Moav, and Edom, in the future, as Rashi refers it to as the Gimel, La'osid Lavai, that's when we will completely fulfill this mitzvah, and then all the Tayag mitzvahs are complete. So in this parasha, we have something very unique that you don't have in any other parasha. We have here the final mitzvah. Many ask, why is it Ir Miklat? Why should we even have to think about an Ir Miklat in the future? There won't be any murders. Which is a question that's brought down in the Mefarshim. They discuss it. The fact is, though, that this is the only mitzvah that has not yet been completed. Every other mitzvah was once observed in history, or even completely observed, even Yovel, which we haven't observed for so many years, but there were many years that there was a Yovel in Eretz Yisrael. But Ir Miklat has never been complete until these, will not be complete until these three cities are added. And that won't happen until the future. So the Rambam's proof is from the pasuk in this week's parasha, among the few proofs that he brings in Hilchos Malachim. And therefore, this parasha definitely is a parasha that is associated with Geula, and is associated with the full nechama that we will receive when that will happen. And that's why the Haftorah of this Shabbos, Anoichi Anoichi Hu Menachemchem, goes together with that which we read in this parasha. Now, the name of the parasha is Shoftim. Shoftim means judges. One of the promises, one of the prophecies that will be fulfilled in the future is V'ashiva Shoftayich Kevarishoina. We ask Hashem every day in davening, V'ashiva Shoftayich Kevarishoina. Return the judges of the past. Something which we don't have today. True Shoftim V'Shoitrim we do not have. We don't have a true Beis Din of 71 or a Beis Din of 23, even though there are Batei Dinim. But what the Torah is referring to here, that in every city in Eretz Yisrael, belonging to every Shevet, we have to appoint Shoftim V'Shoitrim, that we don't have right now. And we ask Hashem to restore that. As Yeshaya Hanavi ends off the Nevuah of Shabbos Chazon, V'Shiva Shoftayich Kevarishoina, and we ask Hashem every day, three times for that. Here in the parasha, we are told about the command to set up a court system, a Sanhedrin, a Beis Din, what the Pasuk is referring to here are the Beis Dins of 23, which there are many of, there were many of in Eretz Yisrael, in every city, and of every Shevet. And we always read this as we enter the month of Elul. The Shalah HaKadosh, if you want to open the door, the Shalah HaKadosh tells us, we have more air, that this pasuk, Shoftim V'Shoitrim Titan L'Chabachol She'arecha, is not only literally referring to appointing judges in every city, but he says it refers to, spiritually, every person has gates, entrances, through which the outside influences enter us. They enter into us through our eyes, through our ears, our nostrils, our mouth. Those are the she'arim of the body, the gateways of the body, that if we protect those gateways, and Hashem gave us ways to protect them, we do have eyelids and eyelashes, there is a way to, for someone to shut his ears, there's a way for someone to keep his mouth shut, even to close his nose when necessary. These are the gateways that we have to guard and constantly protect from the outside influences of the world. And the Torah is telling us to set up judges, Shoftim V'Shoitrim Titan Lecha B'chol She'arecha, and in all your entrances, and all of your the passages that allow the outside world to enter into the body, which are the pupils of the eye and the ears and the nostrils and the mouth, we have to guard and protect and make sure that we are not influenced and we do not allow the negativity of the outside world to enter through these gateways. Says the Shalach HaKadosh and many other Mefarshim. And this is a message that has to do with the month of Elul. In the month of Elul, we have to set up sort of a Sanhedrin, a Beis Din, in our own bodies, in our own gateways. We have to judge ourselves. Shaytem v'shaytem titan l'cha b'chol she'arecha. A person should be judging himself in Elul, not chas v'shalom, judging others. There are many people who are very judgmental when it comes to others, other groups, other people. They're very negative when it comes to other people, but of course when it comes to themselves, they're perfect. The Torah tells us, do not be judgmental about others. You want to be judgmental? Be judgmental about yourself. Shayftim v'shaytim titan l'cha b'chol she'arecha. Worry about yourself. K'shayt atzmacha t'chila, as the Gemara says. Before you work on the others, before you see negativity in others, which as the Baal Shem Tov tells us, that if a person does see negativity in someone else, it really means it's his own negativity. Because if he was the way he should be, he wouldn't see any negativity at all in anyone else. Anything you see in someone else is actually a mirror image of your own self. Tzadikim, it says, never saw any evil, even in the worst Rishoyim. Because they were perfect, they were pure themselves.
You point to somebody, three fingers are pointing back at you.
Right. Correct. And this is the month in which we are supposed to be making a cheshbon. We're supposed to be making an account of all our ma'asim, of all our machshavos, of all our diburim, throughout the year. The Elul is the Chodesh of Cheshbon. Why did it become that way? And this takes us back to something that we read in Chumash and we discussed a few weeks ago, and that is the battle of Sichon and Og, the two giants that were hired to prevent Klal Yisrael from entering Eretz Yisrael. The Bnei Yisoschar, in his classic work, Bnei Yisoschar, from Tzvili Melech of Dinov, Zatzal, which in that sefer he discusses all the months extensively. So in his thesis on Elul, he has a beautiful discussion on the month of Elul. So he tells us that it's Mekubal, and if he says so, well, we can trust it, that it's Mekubal, that the war of Sichon and Og, the battle of these two giants, took place in the month of Elul. Meaning, Elul is a month of Mulchama. It's a month in which we battle. We battle the Sichon and Og, we battle the Yetzer Hara. Elul, which is the last month of the year, the Akev of the year, it's always at the end when the battle is very, very, very powerful. We see today the battle with the Yetzer Hara, the battle with the Nisyonis of today, much greater than any other time in history. At the end, there's battle. The Yetzer Hara is very powerful when it comes to the end. Hu yeshuvcha roish v'ata teshuvenu okev, as Hashem says concerning the Nachash, which the Nachash represents the Yetzer Hara, that the only way to get the Yetzer Hara, the Nachash, is to step on his head while he bites you in your heel. Meaning that when it's the roish, when it's the head, it's easy to conquer the Yetzer Hara. But when it's the end, when it's the Akev, it's hard. And now we're in the Akev of the year, the end of the year, and we're also in the Akev of time, Ikvas of the Mashiach. And that's why the Yetzer Hara is so powerful. The Satan has been, all his powers have been unleashed in this time, and especially in the month of Elul. And therefore, this is a month of battle. The parasha that speaks to us about battle is Shoiftim and Kiseitse. These two parashas that we start reading now, parashas Shoiftim, next week parashas Kiseitse, talk about going out to battle. Kisikra v'l'ir lihilochem olecha. Kiseitse la'mulchama aloyevecha. Kisotzur el'ir. Battle. Battle is discussed in these parashiyos, and then next week, Kiseitse la'mulchama. Next week is called Kiseitse, because this is the month of battle. And that's why it's the month of God. We mentioned that every month represents another Shevet. There are 12 Shvatim, there are 12 months of the year, and the way they traveled in the desert, God was the sixth in the order of the way they traveled. Elul is the sixth month. Chodesh Elul, referred to as the Chodesh Hashishi, sixth month from Nisan, is represented by God. God was the warrior. God gedud yigudenu v'hu yagud akev. Kelavi shochein v'taraf zeraya afkadkai. God was very, very powerful Shevet. And when they would battle, he was always on the front lines. And that's why it upset Moshe Rabbeinu so much when God asked for his portion of land to be on the other side of the Jordan River, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that this would deter the rest of Klal Yisrael, because the Gadites, they were the warriors, and if they're going to stay here, it would seem like, it would look like weakness. It would look like that they're worried that they're going to be defeated, and the rest of Klal Yisrael is not going to want to go either. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu begs them, and of course, they acquiesce to his request, and they cross the Jordan River, and they battle on the front lines, and as Chazal tells us, that they will battle again in the ultimate battle of Gog Magog. God will once again battle on the front lines. Ba'anachnu necholei tzchushim, the pasuk says tzchushim, is the same letters as Mashiach. God was interested in that portion of land, and as the Torah tells us, the nine cities, Atorais, Divine, Yazer, Cheshbon, Elole, that God wanted these cities. It was really God more than Reuven. Even though Reuven joined God, we find God mentioned first, because this was really God's idea. God wanted to be on that portion of that side. These cities, says Rashi, were cities that were conquered from Sichon and Og. And being that God was the warrior, and God was always on the front lines, it's understood that when they conquered Sichon and Og, God took the most part in, God had the most participation, was God, because he was on the front lines when they conquered Sichon and Og. And being that Sichon and Og were conquered in the month of Elul, God is the one who represents Elul. And as we spoke a few weeks ago, Sichon is Shivasa B'Tammuz, Og is Tisha B'Av. This was a discussion a few weeks ago. If anyone's interested in Parshas Devarim, if one wants to listen to it. Sichon and Og, Beruchnius, is Shivasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Those are the two most difficult days of the year, and Sichon and Og were the most difficult individuals to conquer, especially Og Melech HaBashan, which only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to conquer, and even he was afraid of Og Melech HaBashan, which Og Melech HaBashan is Tisha B'Av. In Elul, we rectify that which happened on Shivasa B'Tammuz and on Tisha B'Av. In fact, the whole Elul is the Chodesh of Tshuva, for that which occurred on those 2 days. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim for the third time, Rosh Chodesh Elul, comes down again on Yom HaKippurim with the second Lucha, is telling Klal Yisrael, Solachti, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Solachti kedvarecho, the Chet HaEgel is forgiven somewhat. And the Chet HaMeraglim as well, because the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim are really one Chet, as Rashi tells us in Chumash, the Chet HaMeraglim really is what finished us off. And Elul, especially Yom Kippur, which Chodesh Elul begins the tshuva process, ending with Yom HaKippurim, is the tikkun for Shivasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which is Sichon and Og. And Sichon and Og, therefore, are killed in the month of Elul. They're wiped out in Elul. And that helps us do tshuva. Sichon and Og stood at the gateway of Eretz Yisrael, preventing us from entering. Now that they're not there, now we have the rights to the entrance. We are now by that entranceway, and we're able to enter. Says the B'nai Yisoschar, we say in Slichos, Kedalim uchiroshim dofaknu delosechel, like poor people, like paupers, we knock on your door, Hashem. Dofaknu delosechel rachem v'chanan, we knock on your door. We also say, we say this on, by the my Ne'ila, Pesach lanu sha'ar, open for us a gate. So the B'nai Yisoschar says a beautiful thing. He says that the word for a poor man, besides the word ani, the Torah uses the word rush, a rush. Reishin is a poor man. A dal is a poor man. Kedalim ukiroshim. So he tells us that Tammuz and Av are called poor months. They are the dalim and the rushim of the year. Why is it this way? So he explains, if you take Hashem's name, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, that's Adna. That's how, when we pronounce Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vavke, that's how we pronounce it. He says, if you spell it out, B'miluoi, that means like this, an Aleph is Aleph Lamet Pei, Aleph. Dalet is Dalet Lamet Tov, Dalet. Nun is Nun Vav Nun, and then Yud Vav Dalet. That's the Miluoi of Adana, which are 12 letters. He says, every letter, he says, is another month. The Aleph is Nisan, the Lamet is Iyar, the Pei is Sivan, and then the Dalet is Tammuz, the Lamet is Av, that's Dal, the Tuf is Elul, so that gives you Delis. Because without the Tuf, it's Dal, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, if you spell it out completely. And with the Tuf, which is represents Elul, we get Delas. From Dal, you get Delas. Then he tells us that Tammuz is Reuven, Av is Shimon. And say, if you see, we're told Tammuz is the month of Re'iyah, Av is the month of Shmiyah, corresponding to Reuven and Shimon, which is Reishin, that's Rush, which is a poor man. And then Elul is Asiyah, Elul is action. It says Elul is the month of action. Tammuz is see, eyesight, Re'iyah, Av is Shmiyah, which is hearing, and Elul is Ma'asa, action, Asiyah. So Re'iyah, Shmiyah, Asiyah, that gives you Sha'ar. From Rosh, you hear the Ayin, you get Sha'ar. Sha'ar is gate. And it's also the letters Osher, which means rich, from the Rosh, which is the poor man. We now have prosperity. So from Dal, you get Delis. From Rosh, you get Sha'ar. This is what the B'nai Yisrael says at length in his Sefer. And he says that Elul is the Sha'ar, it's the gateway to the new year. It's the Delis, it's the door. We ask Hashem, please open the door. Give us another gateway. We're asking for Elul. Elul is the Sha'ar, is the Delis, to be able to enter the new year, the new Tishrei that is coming, the upcoming year, especially Mitzvah Shviyas. And the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shviyas ben David Ba. Elul is the month in which we turn around the Rosh to Sha'ar and the Dal to Delis. We find by Og Melech HaBashem, when Og Melech HaBashem is killed by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah describes at length the size of his bed. And there the Torah says, Hine arsoi eres barzel. His bed was a metal bed. Eres is the same letters as Sha'ar. After wiping out Og Melech HaBashem and conquering all his possessions, the Eres turns now into Sha'ar. And there the Torah also describes the doors of the cities that were bolted so strongly of Og Melech HaBashem. It says, Shishim ir kol chevel argoiv. And the pasuk says, Levad me'ori ha'perazi, delosayim ubriach. Delosayim means doors, delos. The Torah uses the word delos over there concerning the fortified cities of Og Melech HaBashem that we conquered, which, as the B'nai Yisrael says, that was in the month of Elul. So Elul is the month in which we conquer the evil. We take over the Yetzer Hara, and we have now the Sha'ar and the Delis to go into the new year. And the B'nai Yisrael goes further and he says, V'eschanan el Hashem bo'eis ha'hi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I daven to Hashem at that time. He says, when was that? That was after Moshe conquered Sichon and Og, which Rashi says, that's when he thought that he'd be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, because he prepared the gateway, he prepared the entrance now to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that now perhaps he could also enter. V'eschanan el Hashem bo'eis ha'hi. He says, eis, ayin tof. The ayin, which was added to Rosh and becomes Sha'ar, the Tuf was added to Dal, it becomes Delas, that's Ace. Those two letters are added in Elul, because Elul is an Ace Rotzayin, it's a time of acceptance. We destroyed Sichon and Og, the Pasuk says, Bo Ace Hahi at that time. Elul is the Ace, Elul is the time to accomplish, the time to accumulate as many Ma'asim as possible. There's a minhag brought down in Matei Ephraim that a person should check his mezuzahs and check his tefillin in the month of Elul. Why? What does Elul have to do with tefillin and mezuzahs? Literally, because it's a month of cheshbon hanefesh, a person is supposed to make an account of everything that he did the whole year, and a person has to check. Perhaps the mezuzah is not the way it should be, perhaps the tefillin are not the way they should be. But there's a depth to this, and that is, first of all, being that Elul is the Sha'ar, Elul is the gateway, the Delis, in which we enter the new year, the mezuzah is placed on the Delis. V'nasata ba'oznai u'ba'delis. The mezuzah is on the Sha'ar. U'chisavtam al mezuzah is be'secha u'visharecha. This is the mezuzah of time. Therefore, this is the time to check the mezuzahs. What about tefillin? Well, concerning God, the Pasuk says that God, which God represents Elul, had a unique way of fighting the enemy. The Pasuk says, V'toraf zeroya af kotkoid, that they were able to slice the head and the hand of their enemy in one slice. They would hold on to the reins of the horse, and then with their other hand, they would slice the head and the hand of the enemy, and that's why whenever they would find on the body, on the floor, they would find the body split in two with a head and a hand, they would say, oh, that's someone from God did that. Why was God able to do that? The Rush brings down in Menachos, the Rush says, because God excelled in tefillin, tefillin shel yad, and tefillin shel rosh. So they were able to slice the head and the hand of their enemy in one shot. That's why on tefillin you have a shin with three legs and you have a shin with four. It's gimel, dalet. That's God. Meaning?
Believe in God.
Not only that, but the Sfasemes writes at the beginning of Devarim, he quotes from the Chiddush HaRim, and all the Ger Rebbes discuss it in their Svarim, that Sichoin Melech Heshbon corresponded to Tfilin Shel Rosh, and Oig Melech HaBoshon corresponded to Tfilin Shel Yad. Because he says, Sichoin Melech Heshbon. Heshbon is something which you do with your head. You make Heshbonis with your head. That's Tfilin Shel Rosh. By Oig it says, Oig Melech HaBoshon be'edrei. Edrei is the Aramaic word for Zeroya. Zeroya is Derei in Aramaic. So he says, Sichoin Melech Heshbon, Oig Melech HaBoshon correspond to Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh. And after the Sichoin and Oig were annihilated, there was a revelation of Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh, which could be why this happened in Elul. And being that this happened in Elul, this gives us an understanding, besides that we check the mezuzahs, we check the tefillin as well. But in reality, Elul is more associated with Tfilin Shel Yad. What's the difference between Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh? Tfilin Shel Yad represents action, the hand. The hand is what we do things with. And as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, that Elul is the month of action. Himlech ois yud b'ma'aseh. Tfilin Shel Rosh corresponds to thought. Thought process. We say in the Yehiratzon that we put the tefillin on the head so that it should channel our thoughts, our emotions and our thoughts, specifically our thoughts, should be channeled in the right direction. While the tefillin shel yad corresponds to action, that our actions should be correct. Elul is a month of action. In fact, very interesting, the Arizal writes that every month has a different organ of the body. Some of the months represent the eyes. There's a month that represents the intestines. There's a month that corresponds to the legs. And there's a month that corresponds to the arm, the Zeroa. Which month is that? He says Elul. Elul is the month of the Zeroa. In our parsha, Shoiftim, which is always read in the month of Elul, we learn that one of the portions given to the Kohanim from Karbonos is the Zeroa. The Nosan Lakoyhein has Roya v'Halachoyayim v'Hakeva, that we have to give from our Karbonos the leg, the arm, the tongue with the jawbone, and the stomach. Those three different kinds of meats are donated to the Kohanim. Zeroa v'Halachoyayim v'Hakeva. And in the Haftorah this week, which again, this Haftorah is always read in the week of Shoiftim, the Pasuk tells us, Chosaf Hashem es Zeroya Kodshoi. Hashem revealed His holy arm. We notice the word Zeroya in the Haftorah, we notice the word Zeroya in the Parsha, and we notice the word Zeroya in the Bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to God. Baruch Marchiv God, Kelovi Shochein, V'toraf Zeroya Af Kodkoid. And being that Elul is the month of God, God is the warrior. El is the month of the arm. Which the arm is it represents action. That means this is the month of action. And this is the month that we have to do as many mitzvahs as possible. That's why it's known that in El one tries to perform as many mitzvahs so that they should be our zechusim. As we get closer and closer to the Yom HaDin, the Yom HaMishpat, which is another reason why we read Parshas Shoiftim. As we get closer to Mishpat, Chodesh Elul is the month in which we set up the Shoiftim. Chodesh Elul is B'gematria Sanhedrin. Chodesh Elul is a month in which we set up judges in our own lives. We're not talking, again, not judging other people, we're judging ourselves. Shoiftim, V'shoitim titan v'chabachol she'orecha, in every sha'ar that you have, especially the month of Elul, which corresponds to the sha'ar, because Elul is the sha'ar of the year. It's the sha'ar that prepares us to enter the new year. Just as with the death of Sichoin V'Oig, Klal Yisrael were ready to enter Eretz Yisrael for the first time. Without their death, we could not enter Eretz Yisrael, naturally. We couldn't do it. It wasn't possible. They were preventing us from going. We needed the battle of Sichon V'Og in order to enter Eretz Yisrael. We need the battle of the Chodesh Elul, which corresponds to God, the warrior, in order to be able to enter the new year, in order to start the year right, so that we can ask Hashem for everything that we want. Zachreinu v'chayim, elachofetz b'chayim, v'chosveinu v'sefer achayim, l'mancha, l'kim chayim, and everything else that we're going to be asking Hashem for on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is only through the avodah of Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, which is the Sha'ar, helps us get there. Chodesh Elul is referred to as the Chodesh HaCheshbon. It's the month of accounting. It's the month in which we make an account of all the details of everything that we did the entire year. And it shouldn't surprise us that it is called that, because this is the month in which we conquered Sichon Melech Cheshbon. Sichon is called the King of Cheshbon. And since that we wiped out the army of Sichon, and Sichon himself, who was called the King of Cheshbon, we were zeichet to a chaydish of cheshbon, and this is the month in which we are able to make that cheshbon. The Zohar tells us that Elul was originally under the domain of Esav. Yaakov, it says, was holding on to the heel of Esav. V'yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav. He was holding on to the heel of Esav. He grabbed away the heel from Esav. So the Zohar says, what did he take away from Esav? Really, he didn't take away anything from Esav. Esav went out first, but Yaakov is holding on to the heel. So the Zohar says he took away Elul from Esav. Elul was supposed to be under the domain of Esav. There are certain months that Esav receives, and there are certain months that Yaakov receives. Elul was supposed to be Esav's, Adar was supposed to be Esav. Yaakov took away Elul, Mordechai and Esther took away Adar from Haman, from Esav, and they are now our months. They are months of tshuva. The whole idea of tshuva, which is return, repentance, is being able to be mahapech, v'nahapechu, the idea of turning oneself around, the idea of a person being able to take the evil and transform it into good, v'nahapechu, asher yishlatu ha'yehudim heim b'sanein, which is the idea of conquering the enemy. You conquer the enemy and the enemy is yours. You conquer your averus, and your averus can now become mitzvahs if one does tshuva properly. If one does tshuva me'ahava, the Averis become mitzvahs, the one that's true of Meira, the Zedoinites become Shkogos, as the Gemara says in Yuma. Therefore, every year, we read Parshas Shoiftim, the Parsha of Judgment, the Parsha of setting up Shoiftim v'Shoitrim v'Sha'arecha, as we enter the month of Elul. We read about Mulchama, we read about battle, because we are now in the month of battle. We read about the Zeroya l'Chayayim v'Keifa, because this is the month of the Zeroya. We read about all forms of leadership in Parshas Shoiftim. Every kind of leadership one can imagine is in this Parsha. The Torah talks to us about appointing a king, Sain Pasim Alech HaMelech. The Torah talks to us about a Navi. Navi Mikir B'cham Yachech HaKamayni is in this week's Parsha. The Torah talks to us about a Shoifet, a Shoiter, a Kohen. Any possible kind of leadership that exists in among Klal Yisrael is in this week's Parsha. This is the Parsha of leadership. In Elul, we have to submit ourselves to higher authority. The idea of Elul, as we spoke last week, loy with an aleph, loy with a vav. The more one negates his arrogance, the more one nullifies his existence, the more one is mevatel himself, the more one is able to accept authority. The idea of listening to the chachamim, which we learn about in this week's parasha, whatever they tell you to do, loisosur min hadavar ashi agidu l'cha yaminu samoil, even if they tell you that the right is left and the left is right, Chazal tell us. We have to listen to that. But this is literally referring to the Sanhedrin. This is the Sanhedrin which we don't have today. That's true Das Torah. True Das Torah is when you have a unified chachamim, when all the chachamim agree or they come to an agreement after a consensus, that's real Das Torah. Obviously today we don't have that. But one has to find whoever his or her Rav is his Das Torah, and he has to listen to that. A person has to be able to submit himself to higher authority, and that's the way to become batal to Hashem himself. The only way to become batal to Hashem is to become batal to a tzaddik, or to a Navi. In times that we had a Navi, or in the generations that we did not have a Navi, we have a tzaddik, whatever it is, a Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva, whoever one feels that he is mevatal himself to, and through that bittul, one is able to come to total bittul before Hashem, which is the whole idea of a melech. By the melech, it says, "Levilti rum levavay me'echav." The melech is not allowed to be haughty. You would think that if anyone's allowed to be haughty, it's the melech. The Ramban says Where do we know that you're not allowed to be haughty? What does the Torah say you're not allowed to? Is it one of its Taryag mitzvahs? So the Ramban says, yes, we learned it out from a melech. If the melech cannot be a Baal Gaiva, then kol shekein v'kal v'chaymer, no one else can be a Baal Gaiva. The vilti rum levavay me'echav, that means the source for Gaiva being the negative character trait that it is this week's parasha that we always read in Elul. Elul is the month in which we humble ourselves. We cut away. We eradicate pride and arrogance. That's the only way that a person gets closer to Hashem. And that's God. One of the reasons why he was called God, Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayetzeh, Bo God, besides as we spoke about last week, Mazel Tov, that God means Mazel Tov, means good luck, because this is a month of good luck, a month of expansion, a month of Harchava, a month of Binyan, and Aliyah, as we spoke about last week. But God is also from the word Gudu Ilana, which means to cut away. So Rashi tells us God was born circumcised. He doesn't say that about any of the other Shvatim, although there's an opinion that Yosef was born circumcised. But by God, it says, Ba God, he came cut. He was born cut. He was born circumcised. And that right away reminds us of Elul, because one of the acronyms of Elul is Umol Hashem Eloikecha Es Levavacha Ve'es Levav Zarecha. Hashem will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. Es Levavacha Ve'es Levav is Rosh Hetevos Elul. And in Elul, we are privileged that Hashem will circumcise our Yetzer Hara. He will circumcise the evil if we do it. The Torah says, Umaltem Es Orlas Levavchem. You have to circumcise the foreskin of your heart, meaning the Yetzer Hara, the tipshus, as Unkelus translates it, the stupidity and the foolishness of the evil in the world. When we involve ourselves in the Mila, Umaltem Es Orlas Levavchem, we are Zeicha to Umol Hashem Alekecha Es Levavchem Es Levav Zarecha. God was born circumcised. Symbolizing God, who symbolizes El, this is the month in which we merit to be circumcised by Hashem if we involve ourselves in that Avodah, which the Avodah of Elul, part of Elul is Bris Milah. In other words, the Avodah of Elul is to cut away at the Orla, at the Ra. The Orla represents the Gaiva, the Yeshus, the Yetzer Hara, the evil in the world. That's the Orla. Orla has in it the word Ra. Reish Ayin you have in the word Orel is Lira. Orel is the letters Lira. Or Lihora. Orel, Lihora. We remove the Ra. Sur Me Ra V'asei Toiv. Elo is Loi with an Aleph. That's the removal of the not. That's the negativity. And then there's Loi with a Vav, getting closer to him. The way to get closer to him is by removing the negativity. Eradicating the Gaiva, the Yeshus, which is the root cause of all the evil in the world, of all the bad midos, is Gaiva and Yeshus. Ma'od ma'od have a shval ruach, we read in Pirkei Avos. Unlike any other mida, only by shiflus, by anivus, does the Mishnah stress ma'od ma'od. Very, very much. A person has to be very, very, very humble. Unlike other midos where the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, that a person has to take a middle road. When it comes to arrogance, when it comes to gaiva, a person has to go to the extreme. Ma'od ma'od havei shval ruach. Elul is the time to do that, because on Tishrei, when Rosh Hashanah starts, we are supposed to be so close to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh of the Shana, Tfilin Shel Rosh. First comes Tfilin Shel Yad. First you put on the Tfilin Shel Yad, as the Zroya, which is placed on the Zroya, which the Zroya represents the action, the part of the body which we do avoda with, which we do ma'asa with. And more specific, the action that we're talking about is the action of tzedakah. The main mitzvah, in fact, the Baal HaTanya writes in the Geres HaKodesh, that when it says mitzvah stam in Yerushalmi, it means tzedakah. Mitzvah stam is tzedakah. V'hoya ma'asa ha-tzedakah sholem, the Pasuk says. That true action is tzedakah. And why? What does that have to do with the Zeroya? Because you give tzedakah with your hand. Most people don't give tzedakah with their feet. You don't tell a poor man to take the coin from my feet. You take it, you give it with your hands. In fact, the expression that's used is Yad HaMechalekes Tzedakah, the hand that distributes charity. With a person's hand, he gives tzedakah. Zeroyat. With the hand, we give tzedakah, which tzedakah is the epitome of ma'aseh, of all the mitzvahs ma'asiyos, that's tzedakah. And the whole avodah of Elul is to give tzedakah, as we spoke about last week, with tzedakah tihi elanu ki, that's the where the Shem Havaya of Chodesh Elul, the name of Hashem of Chodesh Elul, is derived from the four words, U'tzedakah Tihi Elanu Ki, which ends with Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards. Tzedakah, Gimel Dalet, God is Gemoyel Dalim, give to the poor. The whole Avodah of Elul is lifting the downtrodden, those who are poor. The Shechina is called the Dal. The Shechina is poor, Kaviyachal, it's like as if Kaviyachal Hashem is now poor in Golus, and we give him Tzedakah, and through that, Tzedakah Teroimim, but Tzedakah Tikoinani, with the mitzvah of Tzedakah, we lift the downtrodden, we lift the poor and the needy, and we change, like as we mentioned before, from Dal becomes Deles, from Rosh becomes Sha'ar, Oysher, no more Dalim, no more Roshim, but we are Zoicha to Ashirus, Ashirus Begashmius, and especially Ashirus Beruchnius, and through Tzedakah, which Tzedakah, Gedoyla Tzedakah Shem, Karebes Es HaGeula, Tzedakah has the power, as the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that Tzedakah brings the Geula close. The Geula depends on Tzedakah. The Chosaf Hashem as Zeroya Kotshoi, says the Haftarah, referring to the Geula. Hashem is going to reveal. When a person puts on tefillin, he pulls up his shirt sleeve or his jacket and he reveals his arm. Hashem reveals his arm when we do that. When we give Tzedakah with our hands, when we do the action that's necessary. And when we take the lesson of Tefillin Shel Yad, which corresponds to Zeraya, we are Zeichet to Chosaf Hashem as Zeraya Kotshrei, which the Haftarah tells us here, leading to Vero Kolaf Seoris Es Yeshua Seloikeinu, and all the wonderful Nevuahs that are discussed in this Haftarah of Anoichi Anoichi Hu Menachemchem. And as the Megala Amukas tells us, the Megala Amukas says that the Geula will take place in Elul. He has a lengthy Maimer on this in Pashas Eikiv. He says the Geula will take place in Chodesh Elul. That's when it starts. That's when it will end. He says Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the third time, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the third Beis Hamikdash. He said it's associated with Chodesh Elul. Uvolatzion Goyel Uleshave. He says the words Goyel ends with Aleph Lamed, Uleshave begins with Vav Lamed. That's Elul. You have Elul smack in the words in the middle of the words Uvolatzion Goyel Uleshave Feshe BeYaakov. May we be zeicha that geula which is hinted in the words Elul Ashira La Hashem VaYoyim Ruleimer, which is Rosh Tevis Elul, through the Avoda VaAmila Doidi VaDoidi Li, and all that is included in the acronym of Elul Ishlerei Ehu Matonis LaAvyoyim Es LaVavcha VYes LaVav, through the Avoda of Ishlerei Ehu Matonis LaAvyoyim, which is Tzedaka Achlus, and the Avoda of Es LaVavcha VYes LaVav, which is Bris Mila, eradicating the evil, eradicating the ra, the gaiva, the yeshus. Putting up shayftim v'shaytrim b'chol she'arecha, judging ourselves rather than judging others, and that's chus we will be zeicha to the geula uvalutzi and goyel l'shavei fesha, that b'mderech m'meila v'maytzai shvias ben David bo, that by the time maytzai shvias starts, ben David should already be here. They will be zeicha to that and yetzai shem immediately. Good evening.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.